Well, what a fun show we're going to have this evening, ladies and gents. Or ladies and ladies. Four ladies in the studio. No, me. Just me. we've got two regular readers, I can see. And two lovely people there that have actually... read for each other at some time on the show when we did a round table. I remember, I'm not sure whether Kerry actually joined in on that one. But I know that everybody here this evening is capable of reading anyway. So we're going to have a fun show. Becky can't be here for one of two reasons. Either the power's gone down or she's forgot the time. Because the clocks have changed. Yes, Becky, you need to be here now, sort of thing. Not an hour later. But it's probably one of two things. She's having trouble at the moment. The power's been in and out all day. She managed to message me there on Facebook saying that she would if she could, but she can't. That type of thing. So here we are. Our clock's changing the UK on the last Sunday this year, which is kind of strange because, from my recollection, we usually change before you, but that might be in October when it goes the other way again. I don't know. I can never remember which. So anyway, all I know from my school days is spring forward, fall back. So there you go. Right then, the word Pat Benatar bringing us in as per usual. So we thought we'd play the whole of that just in case Becky did make it, as it say, in as the music was playing. I would like to thank you all for your donations as well this evening, those of you that have donated. I know that at least four of you have, and being as there's only four here, then you all have. So wonderful. Right, so fun and games this evening. Unfortunately, we're going to try it and have some sort of a show, but I don't know what we're going to do yet. So as I say, we'll just open the lines in just a moment and have a bit of fun, a bit of amusement perhaps, and just read for each other perhaps, or give some insights to each other and see if we can't have a fun show of some sort for people. Oh gosh, okay, I hope it gets better than this. So you just say, line one, Holly. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is that it's on line
Hi.
Two, Laura.
Hi
Ken.
Laura.
Hi. Holly.
Line three, Queen.
Hi.
And let's see
Queen,
and line four, Kerry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Becky.
Ladies.
I
got
to go back to work.
Have a fun time. Yeah? Oh.
Hello?
Ah, no. We've lost one. Somebody's called up. Oh no, we've lost
another
one.
Yeah, it looks like the call's a little bit distracting. Maybe it sounds like the lines are crossed.
Well, hang on.
And what are you doing?
Just a minute. Okay. Right. Okay. Now, that's strange, that is. We've lost two. We lost Holly. And we've lost Quinn, which is kind of strange because the only two people that are there now are Laura and Kerry. Quinn's called back. Quinn's back, but I'm not too sure about Holly. So it's kind of strange now because it's like, we're going to have a round table type of thing. And just have a bit of fun. I know I'm not expecting you all to be free to just, a bit of fun game sort of thing and give some insights to each other perhaps and just have a general chinwag, I think they call it. Here in the UK they call it at least, chinwag. But I don't think Holly had time to do anything. She's had to go. Right. So I could pop Queen's name in the box there because Queen is back with us now. on 9-3, I think it was. 9-3, yep. Okay. She's, right, so should we try again then, ladies? Now, I don't know whether the microphones are going to all cross over each other today. I think we'll take it one at a time and see what happens. So I don't know what's going to happen, to be quite honest now. But we'll do something anyway. Let's just see how it works. That's Laura.
Hey, Ken. So,
hello.
Do you have a reader today or no?
That's Terry. And then
yeah, I'm here.
Well, all
hello.
I can say,
hi,
ladies, is that we have at least one reader with us here at the moment. It depends what we want to do. I think, so if you start off, ladies, how has your week gone? How has your week gone this week?
Oh, it's been going pretty good.
Who wants to start? Who wants to start?
My week has been wonderful, full of wonder. I am grateful. I am driving and in and out of stores, so you know what's going on with me.
Well, there's one drop again. Oh dear, this isn't working very well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just bear with me. Now, Queen's driving. So this isn't working very well at the moment. We keep losing the phone lines. I don't know what's going on there, but we lost Kerry there. I think Kerry said something about do we have a reader tonight? So she kind of pulled out. Now, it's not my fault that we don't have a reader. We did have a reader booked to do the show. But unfortunately, as we said there, she can't make it because the electricity's out there. So, okay. So, Kerry, you're calling back now. Okay, all right. What we're going to try and do then. I'm going to ask the lovely lady, Queen, if she can start for us, because Queen, the only reader in the court queue at the moment. So we're going to get some insight from Queen and see what we can do. If we go after an hour, ladies and gents, I hope you don't mind, because I don't think we're going to go the full 2 hours. Okay. Let's just see what we can do.
Hi, Ken. Hi, caller. Ken, I'm driving. I'm driving. I'm out in the world.
Driving. Oh, bless. And as you can hear there, ladies and gents, Queen's driving, so we can't hear Queen very well there at the moment. So we haven't got a very good line with Queen at the moment. Hey, Laura's called off. It's all calling up. Oh, Ken doesn't know what he's doing. I can honestly say that I don't blame you for one bit. Ken doesn't know what he's doing. To be quite honest with you, ladies and gents now, ladies, I should say, hands on my heart, I haven't got a clue what to do. You know, because at times like this, there is nothing. You can't just pull something out the bag and, you know, make a show out of thin air sort of thing. We don't have a script for the show. There never has been and never will be. It's not scripted. It's not pre-orchestrated in any way, shape or form. So, you know, and as Queen's driving, you wouldn't expect her to be able to drive and read at the same time. And the line's not that clear anyway. So Kerry is the only one there at the minute. There's only four of you that actually called in this evening. Laura has gone. Holly has gone, which I can't blame her at all because she doesn't like the idea of being put on the spot. We're just going to have a bit of fun, really, and just, you know, that's what we were planning to do, just have a general chinwag, basically, and just see what's been going on in your world this week. I can honestly share something with you now. I've had a very peculiar dream last night, and I don't know whether I should actually share it on live radio or not, but here goes anyway. Okay. We had two world wars, and we all know who the enemy was at the time. Yeah, so you know where this is going. Right, let's just say, without saying too much, that the dream indicated the takeover of a, I think they call them a citadel, or a Jewish temple anyway. It was the taking over of a temple. And I was sent there as some sort of punishment, but I was sent there, you've got to go to this place, here's the address, and you'll be ushered into the building. So I was ushered into this building, and everybody in the building, or the church as it was, is dressed in Nazi uniform. So, they're all talking about world domination again and taking over again and starting it all off again. And I didn't like this dream at all. They seem to be taking taking the mick, taking the pee, or whatever you like to call it, out of the various religions. And on what could only be described as an altar, there was a bishop there. There was a bishop. There was a bishop sitting there. But instead of having a bishop's hat on, he had the bishop's hat on, but where the actual cross would go, like a church bishop, would you imagine, like a church bishop from a Church of England or some other like Christian denomination, this bishop had like the cross of the Third Reich in the middle of his like pontiff's hat, what they call them hats that they wear here. And it, you know, this is at the end of the dream, there was this man that was like, I could only describe as South African from his accent. Yeah. He was wearing, and I could see colours. I could see colours quite well. He was wearing a brownish type of khaki brown type of shirt with black trousers. he came around with this little bowl, and inside this little bowl was like some sort of paste made out of vegetables. And you were asked to dip your finger into this paste and then put it on your tongue. And then they spoke some silly words. Well, I didn't take it anyway. Or I pretended to take it and then put my head down and just wiped my mouth. You know, I thought, I'm not taking part in this crap. You know what I mean? It's like, this is not, I shouldn't even be in this dream. You know? And it was really strange dream. Really strange dream. And I thought, well, what's it about? What does this dream mean? What does it mean? Is there going to be a third world war? Or what's it about? Has anybody else had this dream? You know? Because it was like some dream that I'd never ever experienced before, and I don't want to experience again. Very strange one. So I'm going to bring I can't bring Queen in because the line's not that good, but anybody out there listening, because we're going to cut the air in just a moment now. We're not going to do much this evening, but anybody listening that's got a chance to listen back to the show, let me know your thoughts on this dream, and let me know if you've had any strange dreams recently yourself, like this, you know, because there's something there that Spirit is trying to convey to us, some message in there somewhere, but I don't know what it is. And I haven't got a prejudice bone in my body, really, to be quite honest, about any denomination or race, creed, or anything else, you know, but this was so strange, so outlandish, that, you know, I thought, I don't want any part in this, you know, just to say. And of course, we didn't go two world wars with them for nothing, you know, they were our enemy, and I thought, oh, they still bloody well are, in that sense, that we don't want it again. And, you know, and I thought, as I say, you know, say, I really don't know what I'm to make of it. But anyway, I think what we'll do then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a little break and see what happens next. But there's only two people here at the moment. Queen's driving. Kerry, I know you're there. Laura has called off and can't play her. Holly's gone away to do other things and can't play her either. It was never going to be a big show this evening because of the clock changes. I do know. You know, I mean, you've jumped forward now, whereas most of you were calling in at 3 p.m. You're now calling in at 4 p.m. I don't know whether that's EDT or what time zones have changed. Some don't change to next week. But by the end of the month, we should all be on the same thing anyway. Let's take a break then, and we'll see what happens. I just love that piece of music. It's currently running in an advert on TV here. And they use a lot of music in adverts these days, don't they? You know, but that's kind of the Rolling Stones there from their psychedelic era. Right then. I suppose we could talk a little bit about what's coming up. We have Michael Boyd with me tomorrow evening. Michael has agreed to return tomorrow evening with me. And I think Michael said that he can able to be with us for the next 2 months or so while his diary is empty for a little while. We've got Tom Flynn with us on Friday, so that's a nice welcome back to Tom. Tom Flynn is with us on Friday for a one-off show. We don't have Tom with us very often because he's a very busy man. Dina, of course, is with me on Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm not sure at the moment who we have. And then, of course, back to Monday with Mickey. Stephen Thornton won't be with us on this coming Tuesday until the following Tuesday, unfortunately, because he's got something else that he's got to attend that can't be put off. And this is because he's the dates were already in his diary, and he does apologise for that one. But he's had a wonderful holiday in Spain. He's now speaks fluent Spanish. He's been trying it out on me there this evening, and we've been kind of passing little phrases backwards and forwards, but having fun. I know little bits here and there. I can usually type something in, and if it looks right, I'll use it sort of thing. It might not always be the proper translation, but, you know, if it sounds right and looks right, then I'll use it. But if it doesn't sound and look right, then I won't use it. But it's that type of thing. I can't remember much. We had choice at school of learning languages. And one of those choices in the last year of school was either learn French or Spanish. So I took French to begin with, couldn't get on with French, and then went for Spanish. So I know a little bit of each, but it's a very, very little French. I didn't like French at all. So better with Spanish. And, you know, it's more the phonetic alphabet is like. It's easier to get your tongue round. French is very difficult to get your tongue round, and they're very precise in everything they say and do. It is the second language of the world anyway, so, you know, but they're always so precise. You can't mispronounce anything in French, otherwise you will get told off. Right, ladies and gents, sorry to say that we're not going to be able to carry on. We're 30 minutes in, and we started off with four people. We're down to two, one of which is driving, and the other person there is Kerry at the moment. Laura and Holly were the other two people that were with me this evening. They've gone. Now, if you're calling in tomorrow evening, I will notify my brain. off your numbers, because we know Kerry's number. We know if Queen calls in on all the ones, we'll monitor the ones number as well. Find out who's calling. Laura's no need to pop a dollar. Kerry's no need to pop a dollar in. Holly always does anyway. But no need tomorrow night. And we'll monitor that situation. So I shall look for your numbers. If you can be here tomorrow night, you know, I won't be looking for anything from those numbers. And as I said there, it is hoped that Michael will have no internet problems or anything else there tomorrow evening. So that's it really. Queen, wish you the best on your journey there, because Queen's driving there at the moment. So, ladies and gents, really, until tomorrow evening, there isn't a lot we can do. we're not going to build a call queue beyond four people anyway. Let's just say that there's only one person here now, and that's Queen, and she's driving. So, bless. I'm going to get out of here while the going's good. Thank you all for being here and offering your support. We're sorry once again that we couldn't bring Becky to you this evening. Next year we're hiring the Starship Enterprise so that we can beam people backwards and forward into the studio, and you know, if that doesn't work, then I don't know what we're going to do, but okay. Right then, let's see what we can. Let's go with another Rolling Stone, shall we? Why not? This is one of Stephen Thornton's signature tunes.